Hi, welcome everybody, and I want to share and lead you guys into an awesome meditation. And trust me, this meditation is going to just can bring healing into your life. It can change the physiology of your body. It can bring peace in your relationship with others. It can align things, synchronize things. Also, it can calm situation and circumstances. This meditation is really, really, really going to be very effective meditation. So before we get into the meditation, let me tell you or give you some background before we do this meditation. I want to tell you about emotions. And every time I do meditations, I lead meditations, I always emphasize on how important is emotions. Emotions are so, so important. Let me tell you that emotion can literally change situation in your life, change your body, change your relationship, the way you deal with people, change the whole situation and circumstances all around you. So remember, emotion is equal to energy. Energy is equal to spirit. So let me explain to you in this manner. If I tell you right now, close your eyes and imagine that there is a raw mango in your mouth. Imagine a raw mango in your mouth. Now what do you going to feel? You're going to see that your mouth is going to salivate. You're going to see some changes in your body. The moment I say this word, raw mango in your mouth, it will bring some kind of emotions in you, feelings in you, and change the physiology of the body. And I want you to understand what happens. When I say a raw mango in your mouth, your body literally reacts to these words. This word will make certain hormones release in your body. It will make certain neurons fire in your brain. And it will make you salivate. That means this simple word, raw mango, literally can change your physiology. It is changing something in your body. Think about it. So when this word, raw mango, carries energy, it carries energy. And when I say raw mango, this energy is released in your body in the form of emotions. This emotion is again releasing and emitting some kind of energy, some kind of frequency all over your body. And also it is releasing some change in you. This change can be reflected outside of you when people look at you. So when I say raw mango, it's not only internal changes that are happening in your body, but somebody who is looking at you will see you, see you salivating, or see you, see some kind of facial expressions on you. And looking at you, the person externally will also react in different way to you. So what brought this big change is just one word, raw mango, or just one phrase, raw mango in your mouth. So words, when we speak, literally have the power to, or it has energy or spirit to release an energy in your life, into your life, in your body, and change you and change circumstances and situations all around you. We are in these days in, I lead a group called as Mystical Tribe, where every morning 4:30 a.m. we wake up and I lead a meditation, and in the meditation, we are these days meditating on the names of God. So, these names of God, first and foremost, are words. When we meditate on these names of God, these words, when they are meditated with that emotion literally does physical changes into your body. That physical change, that emotion releases energy, spirit, and changes that body of yours, and changes people's perception about you, changes whole situation and atmosphere all around you. It is that powerful. And so if you want to be part of our meditation group, you can contact the number that I'm going to put in the description, or contact me on Facebook, through Facebook or Instagram or any other social media. I'm almost on most of the platform. So contact me and we will be part of this mystical tribe that I lead, and part of the meditation is going to transform and change. It's a revolutionary Christian method of transforming our lives through meditation. Okay, so coming back, when we see in the scriptures, the name of God means something. Like, for example, when we say Yehovah Rapha, or Yahweh Rapha, or Yudhe Vavhe Rapha. Rapha means healing. When you really focus on that word healing, you have to literally invoke an emotion in your body that makes you remind what it is like to be completely healed. When you invoked from your memory that emotion, when you meditate and start looking at that emotion of healing, Yudhe Vavhe Rapha, will release certain chemicals, certain hormones, certain healing compounds in your body that you will start seeing you yourself getting healed from diseases. You see, so it's so important. There are so many names of God. Yodhe Rapha, Yodhe Nisi, Yehovah Nisi means God a provider, God a healer, God the one who watches over us. When we take this name of God and internalize it into our life, for example, we have to understand that you and I are God. God is within us. He's inside us. We are one with God. So it is not a heresy to say, I am God. I am Yodhe Vavhe Rapha. I am, because we carry the DNA of our Father, who is God. And we are one with Him. We are God. So when we say, I am Rapha, the moment you say Rapha, that word should remind you of a healing testimony or a feeling what it is to be healed. And then you have to catch hold of that healing feeling. You catch hold of that feeling and hold that feeling as long as possible. The more you hold that feeling, the more it will bring changes in your body. Might be your immunity will rise. Might be your body will start working towards restoring your cells which are not really working. So remember, sickness in our body is a result not of some external thing mostly. sickness is a result of our own body not able to or not able to do something. For example, when we are having coronavirus, it's not just the coronavirus that is killing us. What is actually killing us is our immunity is not able to fight coronavirus, and so that is what killing us. But if we release certain hormones and chemicals in our body that boost our immunity, even coronavirus will not be able to do anything into our body, right? So how do we activate that area of our life? How do we make that physiological changes in our body within us? How do we make changes in the life of people who perceive us? How do we change situations all around us? Simple. We take hold of the name of God and then internalize it. Feel the feeling. If I say Yehovah Nisi means God our provider, and when you have a lack in your life, you say Yehovah Nisi. And when you say Nisi, me, you have to pull from your memory bank what was the last time that emotion that you had, that feeling that you had, where you felt that you are content, everything is provided in your life. And when you start experiencing that feeling, hold on to that feeling as long as possible, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. And the more you hold on to that feeling, I have no insecurity, I have everything in my life, I have my bank balance is okay and good, I have prosperity in my life. And that feeling of security, when you have that and you keep holding it for a long time, your body will start releasing certain chemicals and hormones, and there's going to be certain physical changes that will happen in your body, and that body will start releasing that energy of emotion all around you, that people are going to subconsciously see that situation around you, things around you will subconsciously consciously capture that energy and will see that you really do not lack anything in your life. You see? So, today I want to take this session by doing this meditation, and trust me, this meditation is really going to shift everything in your life. I want to give you one more example. If I say the word joy and happiness, what happens? I want you to immediately go to that place, that memory of yours, where you were very happy, you were laughing, you could not control yourself. The last time you felt that, hold on to that experience. Keep experiencing it for a long time, and you will see suddenly joy will start being releasing into your now, your body, and you will start emitting joy. And when you start emitting joy to yourself first, healing will start happening into your body. Then when you start emitting joy outside of you, you know, remember, emotions are contagious because it carries energy. So you see, if somebody smiles at you, you smile at him back or her back. Somebody yawns, you yawn. Somebody is sad, the whole environment, atmosphere becomes sad. Same way, if you release joy subconsciously, the whole situation and people around you will start vibrating at that joy frequency. So this meditation, I'm going to take you and guide you today. And we are going to focus on Yod He Vav He Shalom. Okay. We are going to focus on God who is called as Shalom. Okay, and when I say the word Shalom, what does it carry? What kind of energy does it carry? What kind of feelings it carries? And I want you to take hold and hook yourself to that emotion, that feeling of Shalom. Shalom means not just peace. Shalom means completeness, fullness, fulfillment, abundance. Shalom means you are aligned to everything. Shalom means you are content, fulfilled with your own self. You're aligned with your own body organs and tissues and cells. Shalom means you are at peace with your own self. Shalom means you are at peace with people around you. Shalom means you are at peace with God. You see, today we have autoimmune disorders because our own cell bodies are against our own body. Our own immune system is against our own body. And so we have autoimmune disorders. They are both not in peace. Our immune system is not in peace with the cells of our body. So what needs to do now is we need to make them align, our immune system and our body cells, by making ourselves realize that I am Shalom of God. I am Shalom. I am that God who is Shalom. And when you start internalizing and realizing, invoking that emotion and feeling into your body, you will see slowly your immune system start getting aligning to the other cells of your body. Yeah. Today we see there's so many relationship problems. In the family, spouses are not getting together. Children and parents are not getting together. At workplace, boss and employer and employees are not getting together. And friends and relationships are not getting together. Why? Because we are not releasing that energy of Shalom, of peace in between our relationship. We are not having that connecting line which is called Shalom of God with people. And so that's why we are not able to connect with people around us. There's so much of fight. There's so much of confusion. And I'm telling you, this meditation is going to be a life changer. It's going to change your relationships. You're suddenly going to see your spouses and you are going to have peace. Your parents and you, children are going to have peace. There's going to be peace in the family, peace at workplace, peace in your finances. Today we see finances, financial issues, because we are not at peace with our finances. We see the whole universe. We are not peace with the whole universe because we are not at peace with God, because we think we condemn ourselves. We are living in guilt because we think we have sinned against God, and so we are not at peace. That Shalom is not there. God, who is there in this entire universe, in every atom, every molecule, is not, you are not able to connect with that atom, molecule, the trees. You are not able to connect with plants, nature, situations, you know, because you are not one with them. You are not Shalom with them. You are not in peace with them. So this meditation is going to transform your life, transform everything, and get you aligned to everything in your life. Trust me, you do this every morning, things are just going to shift. So without taking much time, I want to share with you this meditation and lead you right now in this meditation. So quickly take a place of sit in a comfortable position. Don't lie down so that you may not fall to sleep. I want you close your eyes, sit in a very comfortable position. And this is what we're gonna do. Keep your eyes closed. You're gonna release shalom, the energy, the spirit of shalom within ourselves, outside us, around us, in between relationships. And I'm telling you, life is never gonna be same. Breathe in. Deep breaths. Breathe out. Breathe in. This moment I want you to realize the character and nature of God is Yahweh, Yodhei Vavhe, Yehovah, Shalom. And as I speak these words, let these words trigger emotions in your body. And as this word trigger emotions in your body, I want you to capture those emotions. Hold on to that emotion for a very long time as we do this breath meditation. And as you hold on to these emotions of shalom, you will see your physiology is going to change, because there are certain hormones, certain chemicals in your body, certain neurons are going to fire in such a way that you are going to be that shalom. You are going to be that peace. You are going to be Yehovah Shalom. And wherever you go, that peace of God is going to radiate. Whoever you meet, the peace of God is going to radiate. When I say shalom, remember, it means being content, being fulfilled, being abundant. Listen to those words. Be aware of what feelings are coming when I say these words. Shalom means feeling secure in your life. Shalom means being restored in your relationship. Shalom means you are at rest and peace with your own self. Shalom means you're at peace with people around you. Shalom means you're at peace with everything that is around you, the whole universe. Shalom means you're at peace with God. So breathe now. And when we breathe, I want you to hold and capture that emotion. And throughout the breath, feel that emotion. So this is how we're going to do. We breathe in and we say Yodhei Vavhe Shalom. Okay, when I say this, and when you say this, focus and be aware and concentrate completely on the feeling, what feeling and emotion it triggers you in your life. Let that feeling and emotion change your physiology and radiate out of you. At the first breath, we're going to do 7 breaths now. And the first breath, remember, shalom means being content. And when you breathe this first breath, I want you to breathe and speak shalom, but remember what it is to be content in your life. What it is to be content in your life. When was the last time you felt, I am content, I am just happy, I am just content about what God has given me? And when you remember that, how did you feel when you were content? Capture that emotion, hold that emotion, and say this breath. Yo Deva Ve Shalom. So breathe in. Feel content. Yo Deva Ve Shalom. And that emotion is captured by you and focus. Feel the physical change and be aware of the changes that are happening into your body. Suddenly you are feeling light, suddenly you are feeling happy, suddenly your weight is lifted up. Capture that emotion. Second one, shalom means fulfilled. You are fulfilled, you are complete. There's nothing incomplete in your life. Everything is there in your life. Everything is there in your life. You don't need anything in life. You are fulfilled as who you are. When was the last time you felt that? You felt you are fulfilled. There's no need of anything. You felt you don't need anything. You are fulfilled. Now we breathe. Breathe in. With me. Yo Deva Ve Shalom. Next. Shalom means complete happiness. Complete happiness. You're happy. You're happy. You're not insecure. Please focus on the words that I'm taking, because these words are triggering emotions in your body. Let those emotions, pick up those emotions. You're happy. When was the last time you really felt happy? Maybe when you bought a new car, maybe a new bike or something, a house. Remember how happy you were? Pick that happiness emotion and feeling and now feel it now. Just feel that emotion of that happiness and hold on to that emotion, magnify it, and breathe. Breathe in. Yo Deva Ve Shalom. Very good. Next, I want you to understand shalom means God is faithful in your life. Whether you are faithful or not faithful, God is faithful in your life. What is that feeling when the moment I say God is faithful? What feeling comes in your body? Be aware of that. meaning there's not going to be guilt in you, there's not going to be condemnation in you, you're just feeling free. What is that feeling that makes you free? Just feed on that emotion. Come on, try to understand what that emotion of freedom is. What is that emotion of saying God is always there to back you up? God is faithful, whether you mess it or whether you do it, whether you're on track or not on track, finally God will still get you on track. He will still bless you. What is that feeling? What is that feeling? Hold on to that feeling. Capture it, magnify it, increase it into your life. Breathe. Yodhe vavhe shalo. Feel God's faithfulness. Feel the changes it's doing to your body. Next breath, we are going to be speaking shalom in our body. When I say shalom, means you are at peace within yourself. You're peace with yourself. You have forgiven yourself. For all, you have no regrets in your life. You've forgiven yourself for all mistakes in your life. Feel that your body is at peace with your own self. Your cells, your blood, your hormones, they are just at peace with you. They are operating as it should operate. They are functioning as it should function. They are not going against you. They are for you and with you. As the Bible says, when God is for you, who can be against you? When the God of Shalom is for you, you are that Shalom now. Now feel relaxed in your body. If you are struggling with weight loss because of your metabolism is low, feel that your metabolism is for you to lose your weight. If your insulin resistance, you're seeing your insulin going high and not agreeing to you, I want you to get that emotion. When you were young, how you were feeling. No matter how much sugar you ate, your sugar would not rise, your diabetes wouldn't rise. Get that feeling, capture that feeling right now. No matter how much you ate, you never put on weight. Capture that feeling when you were young, when you were a small child, how thin you were, how slim you were. Capture that feeling. Feel it all over your body. What was it when you were young, when your kidneys were functioning well, when your liver was functioning, when your lungs were functioning well, when your digestive system was functioning? What was that feeling? Capture it right now. How peaceful your body organs were with you. Now breathe. Now believe you are that peace, shalom, and you are at peace with your body organs. Yodhe vavhe shalom. Are you feeling physical changes? Are you feeling goosebumps? Are you feeling like electricity all over your body? These are physiological changes that are happening because of this meditation. So continue. You're really going to see healing in your life. Next, I want you to come at peace and feel the peace, because you are peace. You are peace. What it is to be at peace with your family, friends, spouse, parents, children. Capture that moment and emotion where you were at peace with people. The best time where you were at peace and there was no friction between you and anybody. What was the time where you were at peace at your workplace, with your boss, with your employer, employees? Capture that moment and internalize it right now. Feel it all over your body. Hold on to that memory. Breathe in. And along with me. Yo Deva Vishalo. Beautiful. Lastly, I want you to be, realize that you are at peace with God. There's no guilt, there's no regrets, there's no condemnation. You are completely at peace with God. You're one with Him. You're completely at peace with Him. He's pleased with you. He's happy about you. He calls you His beloved, a son with whom, a daughter with whom He is well pleased. When was the time you felt that? That somebody is really happy with you. Is really happy with you. Pick that emotion, apply it, that God is completely happy with you. And now realize that same God is in the whole universe. And because God is for you and happy with you, the whole universe is for you and happy with you, pleased with you. And nothing can be against you. Everything is going to align to you after this meditation. You're going to have meaningful, divine coincidences. Come on, look at things around you. If you are seeing a pen, look at that pen and see God in that pen, who is happy with you, is peaceful with you. Look at the trees, look at the plants, look at the animals around you, pets around you, everything around you, and just feel the whole universe is pleased with you, happy with you, and working for your benefit. Your finances, look at your finances, see God in that finances and see God in your finances. Your finances are happy with you and they're waiting to come into your life. Money is waiting to come into your life. Business is waiting to come in your life. Job is waiting to come in your life. Your life partner is waiting to come into your life. As God is in all of that, is waiting to come into your life. Get into that feeling. How it is. What it is to feel that you are loved. You are at peace with everything. You are pleased. Everyone is pleased with you. Everyone loves you. What it is like. Capture that feeling right now. Hold on to that feeling. Don't get distracted. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Feel it through entire body, entire cells of your body. Imagine your finances. Oh, they are pleased with you. It is waiting to come into your life. It's not running away from you. It is getting attracted to you. Feel that, feel that, feel that, feel that. Breathe in. Hold the breath. Yodhevavhesha. Breathe in, breathe out. Be at complete rest. these feelings that you have experienced throughout this meditation. Try to hold this feeling throughout the day. If you're not able to hold this feeling throughout the day, keep listening to this meditation again and again. Life will transform. Synchronicities will happen. Things will change. Financially, you will be blessed. Healing will come into your body. If you are planning to listen to this meditation again, I'm going to put the timing from when the meditation starts. So you can click directly on the timing and watch the meditation. Also, if you want only the audio, I'm going to put the link of my podcast, audio podcast, in the link below. God bless you. Enjoy yourself. You are going to shine like a bright star. All these emotions are going to radiate in a high frequency from within you, outside of you. And you are going to transform everything in your life. God bless you. See you next time.